At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Federated just wants to say thanks to all local businesses in and around the state of Minnesota. You are our community partners, our neighbors, our families, and our friends. And when you need Federated, Federated is here to help. Visit federatedinsurance.com or call your local marketing representative to access trusted resources you may need during this pandemic. At Federated, it's our business to protect yours.
TCL is a proud sponsor of the Score North Studios. TCL, America's fastest growing TV brand.
Oh, it's fun. Crazy. It's painful, but it's wonderful.
What is the name?
It's Royce Unchained.
Patrick Royce, what do you got for us today on this glorious Minnesota?
It was so cold
Monday.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
That when I went into Byerly's with my sweatshirt on, of course, because I parked very close.
Yep.
Even the checkout lady was saying, "Where's your coat?"
And she wasn't wrong.
It's bad enough when my wife harasses me because I bring a coat.
You hate coats, though.
I think that's conceding to winter. Of course, I, you know, usually, but this time of year I'm in Fort Myers. But
yep.
Anyway, I keep it in the car in case I put it in the ditch or something and, you know, got a big floppy-eared hat and a pair of gloves.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're driving up to the store and you're going to walk 60 feet and then walk back 60 feet, what do you need a coat for? You're not going to freeze to death in 60 feet. You know, the 20 yards is not going to – you're not going to freeze to death in 20 yards. Now, if you fall down, hit your head, you'll be dead in 3 minutes, but you got to take that chance, I think. So anyway, I was getting harassed.
I'm glad they asked you where your coat was.
But as a owner of a very small condo down in Fort Myers, the other day I did check when it was 16 below here, it was 85 in the fort. So we were 101 degree difference here.
85 down there?
Oh, it's been hot this week. Now it's cooling off because I think they're getting the tail end of the big storm down there.
Yep.
And then they have the threat of rain later in the week for like 4 days in a row or something. But it's been a little warmer in here, that's for sure.
Because we got, the snow in Texas? Got some snow.
Oh, North Carolina and Virginia got the hell beat out of them. And, in Atlanta. I saw some tape from Atlanta on CNN or someplace yesterday, and they're having a little trouble with plowing the snow. They don't have the
don't
have the big crew of snow plows like we do.
They don't handle the ice real well.
No. Well, who does, really? That is one thing about the pandemic. The other day I was, what day was it? Monday. So a week ago when we had the first real shot of cold, and I was driving south trying to get to 169, and I decided to go to Crosstown. Bad mistake. They were all backed up on Crosstown because somebody got wiggly, you know. And that was the day that they said we had all kinds of accidents and fender benders.
That black ice will get you.
Black ice. But black ice is a metro phenomenon because rural, you don't have
the exhaust
traffic. You don't have stop signs. You know, you don't have that. You don't have the exhaust. So anyway, it's been a little cold, but, I've been contemplating the Gopher basketball team and I've realized there's no answer.
Mm-hmm.
There's no explanation for how Carr is one of the 5 best point guards in the country on that puke white floor, and on the road he's a stiff. He can't make a shot. He's god awful. How's that happen? I don't know. Especially in this year when there's no crowd yelling at you or influencing the officials.
Zero.
Or anything. There's no road there's no home advantage. How can you be great at home and terrible at everybody who's trying to explain what's going on? It's him. It's him. He's great here and he stinks on the road. That's what it is.
3 of 14 on threes in the first half on against the Terps.
Yes.
Two assists in the entire first half.
Now, we should point out that against Nebraska, they had a 2-for-17 stretch.
Yep.
And made 5 out of 26 shots, but they were playing Nebraska. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that allowed them to win that game. But, you know, just firing up threes. And, you know, the one game they lost at home, he lost it by slow dribbling the ball up the court with 30 seconds to go. Go down and get a basket.
Yep.
Go get a basket. Go get fouled. Make a shot. What the hell are you doing? What's going on in the brain? I don't know. I think he's gonna have a fine career in about 4 years in the G League.
Then go to Europe, make a bunch of money.
He's too erratic. He's too damn erratic.
They are at times a really soft team too. Oh my God.
Yeah, and without the big guy having a sprained ankle now, they're...
Yeah, well, I mean, he tried to play.
Yeah, he's not exactly a moose either.
No, though. And he's up and down.
No.
If he's PO'd, he's pretty good. And if he's not, he don't care at times.
When he's had a lousy game, yes. And they told him he played soft against the kid from Michigan.
And he came back and played great.
By the way, I watched quite a bit of that kid from Michigan, Dickerson, is it?
Yep.
Against Wisconsin?
Yep.
How big is he? He's got to be 7'2". He towers over
Don't
everybody.
Listen to that.
Man, he's a
that
monster.
That Wisconsin team is also
he's
a very...
He's a monster. They are,
that's a
they're
weird
media,
team.
They're media.
They're not that good,
they're
yeah.
They're not very good. They're not... And Reavers, his cousin, is, you know, kind of like Reavers on the radio, really erratic.
He's listed, Hunter Dickinson is listed at 7'2", exactly.
Oh, God, he just
you
towers
got a 255.
Over. He just towers over those people. But Wisconsin isn't very good. So, you know, they're boring. They don't have Trice is okay. But
they waxed the Gophers there, too. You're right.
Yeah, they did. They did. They killed them. And do they come back here? I think they do.
Yeah.
I think they can beat them. They'll beat them here.
Yep.
Here's the deal. Indiana, they'll probably lose. You can't lose at Northwestern, and you might get another game at Nebraska. I mean,
I hope you do for your sake.
They can't lose them
right?
all. No,
that Nebraska game's a must make up if you're the Gophers.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get that win.
I wrote a column last Saturday that was admittedly strange, but on Patino.
Yeah, I read it.
And you know, let's fire him and then rehire him. Because I should have explained the whole theory was if he was at Providence and was 38 years old and had done what he's done here, bad record, the Big East on the road, couple of NCAA appearances, having a fair, you know, some nice wins this year. And what would we say? Let's hire him, right?
Yes.
But now, because he's only 38, he's the youngest coach in the league by 4 years.
Yep.
It's unbelievable.
Yep.
But he's just, I looked at the Gopher holders. I always love to read them after losses.
and then troll them.
They have turned on him like a rattlesnake.
Oh, have they really?
There's very few supporters.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. 80% of the, I didn't read them all, but because they had 10 pages of it or something, but 80% of it now. And you never know who's, you know, these are not all individual postings because they start arguing with each other, just like in a newspaper.
Right.
So, you know, you're an idiot. I'm an idiot, blah, blah, blah. But, they're down on him. They got to get rid of him. But I don't.
He ain't being fired this year.
No, I don't think so.
They're not going to fire him during a pandemic.
This is us. This is Gopher basketball.
That's what Phil was saying, too. Yeah.
That's my
20 years ago for basketball.
Yeah.
They need to learn the same thing that Clem did. The key is schedule games downtown, Target Center, win, and then insist you won on the road.
Yes,
go to Met Center, right?
That was one of his NITs the year that they
played at Met
that
Center.
Place.
Yeah, they played at the Met, right?
Yeah,
and they beat Southern Cal. I think they beat the Trojans. And Clem insisted that's a road win.
Him and Brackett had one of their great arguments. I was in on the argument about Dennis. Those are where were they played at Williams Arena? Nope, those are road games. Because he won I think. What the, do you have to win three to get to the final?
Yes, I think it's three. To get to New York.
The semifinals. Then he won twice there. I think that's the year he won it. No. He won two.
Yes.
They took one of them away from him, but he took one.
But you just win, you know, around town, don't play in the barn, and then insist that you got road wins.
Oh, yeah. Well,
it's one of the greatest storylines I've ever heard.
Well, the best you can, I don't know if the best you can do is if you can ever get, you know, slapped together a kind of a 2-year period when you had that team, you know, a JUCO transfer, Bobby Jackson, who's one of the greatest Gophers ever. Yep. And some tough guys up front. Nobody plays that game anymore. You just throw threes at the basket. Nobody plays. Big Ten basketball is not Big Ten basketball anymore. Wisconsin plays a variety of the old style Big Ten basketball.
Mm-hmm.
But Big Ten basketball was two teams beating the crap out of each other. Nobody balling. Nobody calling fouls if you just happen to knock a guy on his ass. And, you know, so Clem played that with Courtney and John Thomas and that crew. But this basket, somebody made this point the other day, and I think they're right. We all talk about how baseball has changed. Basketball has changed more with the three-pointer, with the three-point crazy, you know. I mean, and I said this last week, I've seen a bunch of high school games. They're throwing them up too. Girls, boys, they're all throwing up threes.
Which is fine if you can hit them.
Yes, right.
That's the thing I don't get about the Gophers. They know they can't make them, and they still insist on trying to make them.
I was, lamenting. Well, I lamented this in the Patino column Saturday, and someone tweeted back to me, replied, saying his team. His high school team shot 64% on twos and lost by 30 because they went 3 for 36 on threes, but they kept chucking them, man. They kept chucking them. So,
yeah.
I mean, high school sports should not have analytics in anything.
Sure.
You should not have analytics. No. Don't go to some high school coaches. Don't go to some clinic where somebody's going to give you analytics on launch angle and stuff like that. Don't do that. In high school, make a basket, put the ball in play.
Yes.
Don't have your kids sitting there like a statue looking for a walk. Swing the bat and get to where you can get it. Mm-hmm. You know, and if somebody's a good shooter and happens to be wide open and they're not guarding them, let him throw a three. But no analytics in high school. Let's not have any. Okay?
I think that's incredibly fair. Yes.
Yes. Okay. So anyway.
But I don't understand why basketball, why teams insist on trying to shoot threes when they can't make them.
Yes.
You know, you're 3 of 14 first half, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you look at that and say, that's an interesting statistic. Let's stop doing that.
There was, though, the win at home against, who the hell did they beat? Purdue. Kelscher, 4 out of 7. That was a sign of hope. I don't know what he did yesterday.
Yeah, it wasn't good
again.
Didn't
make any yesterday.
Yeah. I think he made one.
4 out of 7, though. It's, hey, okay, he's back, you know, or not, you know. I don't know. It is an amazing year in college basketball. Michigan State, putrid. Got beat by Iowa.
Your Dukies are putrid, too.
Duke.
North Carolina's
Kansas.
Not good. Kansas fell out of the rankings last week.
Well, Kentucky's like 4-9 last time I looked.
I watched a little bit of their game
incredible.
Saturday. Yeah.
It's incredible. What?
And my guess is every coach says, you know what?
It's a pandemic.
Pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Take this off my record.
Yeah, that's
Take
right.
Take this off my record,
that's
damn
right.
it.
Yeah, well, North Carolina, Duke, Kansas, Kentucky, Michigan State, they all stink.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How about Roy's not taking a good, long, hard look at himself, though? How about Roy saying, it's a pandemic.
Yeah.
This ain't my problem.
Oh, God, yes, Roy is. Roy's got to be in his 70s, doesn't he? Krzyzewski is, too.
Yeah.
But Roy's got to be 70, doesn't he?
Yeah, I can look it up. Yeah, he's got to be.
Well, I don't get those people in their 70s that won't quit. You know? I just
and then
get...
they threaten to.
Yeah.
And then they keep threatening to quit, and then they won't. He is 70 on the nut.
Wow.
You're exactly right.
So
Coach K is 73.
So our hockey team is finally going to play again, huh?
Yeah, tomorrow night they're going to play the Kings.
Do they? But they have not yet attempted to tell us how they're going to make. What, they missed six?
Yeah, they missed six.
Six games.
They're getting guys back slowly but surely.
Do they lead the league? I think Dallas didn't play their first five. Right?
Yeah, Dallas missed a bunch.
First five or six they didn't play.
The Avs just came back last night. I think they missed at least four.
Did they?
Yeah. It's been the Flyers have been off now since I think last week.
Yes. Oh,
I mean, there's a bunch of teams that aren't close to being at what they were supposed to be at by now.
Yeah, I was looking.
But we still have not heard from the commissioner. Haven't heard a damn thing. We still don't know.
Yeah.
Well, we're just going to keep going on.
We have new guidelines that, you know, we want them to use their masks better on the on the bench and stuff like that.
Yep.
That's not where you're passing it on.
And we're taking more glass out, too.
Yeah.
You know.
Taking more. Is glass bad?
Glass is bad, yeah. Glass contains the germs if they're left behind, I guess. So they took out
maybe now more people can get hit in the head with the puck if they're on.
They took out glass from behind the benches and I think behind the penalty boxes now.
Oh.
So
behind, not in front.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay.
But the germ.
That'll do it.
Yeah. It's hockey is the most no bleep Sherlock that this thing was going to get passed. It's a breeding ground for germs.
It is astounding that they managed to play in those two bubbles last year and didn't.
It's because you don't allow people to leave.
That's true. That's
you don't have them go out.
That's
don't go to strip clubs and get the chicken wings.
I tell you though, the mask police are out there, man. I wrote this piece on my hometown and the merger with this town 23 miles. It was basically a piece about what's happening in rural Minnesota because schools don't have any people anymore. You know. Fulda, 1981. They graduated 81. They got 17 seniors right now.
I saw the quote. That's small for us. Yeah. We're usually in the 20s.
Yes, right. But, you know, we had some photos taken, and there's, like, I got these three Okabena gals. I took a picture with, I didn't. I had one of their classmates take it on my phone, so it would look good. But but I said, take your masks off. So they're, you know.
Yeah.
And then the action photo we had of a player was, he's at his, you know, they all had their mask below their nose, you know, the kids driving. And we got about, I saw there was some comments on Twitter and everything saying, they're not wearing their masks properly. All right, Gladys Kravitz, who gives a damn? This is all, it's nonsense that they're making kids wear masks to compete athletically. How come the Timberwolves can play without masks and these guys can't?
I have no idea.
Especially when...
But I can wrestle without a mask, right? I don't have to wear a mask to wrestle.
I don't have to wear
but
a mask.
But if I'm playing hockey, I got to wear my mask.
In wrestling, there's not that close contact, you know?
That's what I said.
Yeah, right.
That was my first thought.
Yeah.
I'm hugging a person.
Yes.
I'm literally hugging a person.
Yes, you are. And, you know...
Gladys Kravitz.
And there's also a bit of saliva and sweat and bodily fluids floating around in wrestling.
We are making up the rules as we go because we don't know a damn thing.
Incredible. I'm still firmly anti-two masks, though. I ain't doing it.
Who's doing the two? Lots of people?
Well, the Fauci is telling us that we're better off wearing two, right?
Oh, I haven't seen the Fauci.
Yeah, I said, that's
I haven't
it,
been studying Fauci. The Fauci's latest press conference.
I basically said on Twitter, you're going to get one mask from me, Fauci, and you better like it.
Well, that's pretty good, too. You
that's
know what?
It. You're getting one mask from me, buddy. That's it.
Didn't know that. Well, yeah, I can't go, too.
No.
Because I can't breathe then.
But by the way, Florida is going nuts, right? Because of the variants.
Yeah.
It's because they got tourists coming in and they're bringing in the British variant is like booming in Florida. And the South Africans probably next. But we're still going to start spring training. I cannot believe that they're going to do it.
Yeah.
But when is it? 18? It's like when?
Pitchers and catchers for the Twins report Thursday.
This Thursday.
Yeah.
Good luck. You know, I don't know. Because what happens when you start? And then what happens if some team has to shut down training, spring training for 10 days while the other team's getting themselves in shape for the season? You're going to have guys, you're going to have starting pitchers who get four innings in spring training.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
And I think they're only going to give them 26 players, right? They're not going to give them those extra pitchers.
Correct.
Like they had
last
year.
Yeah.
Because this is all part of the big,
yep,
the big battle here. So good luck to you.
So we agreed to what now? We agreed to
everything,
in the 10th,
everything,
we start a guy in second.
Yeah, and seven-inning doubleheaders.
Seven-inning doubleheaders, yep.
And I don't know if that means they're not going to have split doubleheaders or if they're going to have...
And the DH is out in the National League.
DH, that's, yes, because that's a bargaining ship.
But I think the roster size is, I think you're right.
26,
I think it's going to be 26.
Yeah, which is what they had agreed to last year before.
But this
pandemic
is the one place, Pat, the idea of starting spring training in late March and then starting the season in May made sense.
Yeah, yeah, end of April, early May.
Yeah. Yeah.
It did. It did make sense. But
late April,
but they don't get along. The players are very suspicious of the owners because you know this thing that if you open that up, if you agree to the 154 game schedule, you open up the whole contract.
Mm-hmm.
No, you don't. Not if they say just take the 154 game schedule. It's not taking away any of your rights. Have them give you a legal document.
Correct.
That says that. That would take 20 minutes.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, you're right.
I don't know. I don't know how it's going to. I don't know how it's going to work with. They don't need. We don't know what the hell we're doing. So what the hell?
And they're still going to, you know, cancel games. They're going to have the exact same problems. Right?
The hockey's happening.
Yes.
They're
going to
have the exact same problems. Hockey's happening.
They're going to go through those same things.
That's all right. But they had to, once again, they had to come up with the seven-inning doubleheaders because they know that they're going to have to postpone games.
Uh-huh.
And they can't say, you know, you got to go to Colorado for six. You're supposed to play them three, but you got to play them for six.
I believe the Blues and
they played seven, right?
Yeah. They play again today. I think, they're going
right?
to be at like eight.
Yeah.
Like it's ridiculous.
Well, they played seven in a row.
Coyotes, yeah.
I think Coyotes won three out of four in St. Louis, but
yep.
I think the Blues fought back to win two out of three. And
let
they're
me
playing
see here. They're playing again today.
But this is they must have played somebody in between, huh? Because it was seven in a row, I thought.
I'll find it. It's ridiculous, though. Like, you literally have to go back and forth and play a seven-game series because there's no one else to play. Because between...
Is this
the
main reason?
And Wild, they've canceled their games.
Oh, is that the main reason they're doing it? Because there's nobody else to play?
Yeah.
So have we...
They basically, yes.
We haven't seen an adjusted schedule, though.
No.
For our boys.
No, we have not. We have not seen that yet.
So...
Hold on a second. I'll find this.
Here's my theory. Mm-hmm. If the Timberwolves had missed a whole bunch of games, would we be seeing suggestions from the public... What were these guys doing? Why weren't they following protocols? But because we got a bunch of white guys who are our heroes,
hockey players,
who missed 3 weeks. Nobody's saying, what are they? What were they doing? How did they? Were they going home to their kids? Is what they're doing, right? And when you're home, you know they're living their lives, right?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you can't.
Yeah.
And spring training, same way. They're gonna have their wives down there, and they're gonna, you know, Florida's.
Oh yeah,
I mean,
it's gonna
not,
spread.
Yeah, there's unbelievable, unreal.
Seven games between the Blues and Coyotes. Seven games, and they've played in that time period. Let's see. They were supposed to play the Avs. It got postponed. The Wild twice. It got postponed. And the Sharks. It got postponed. So they're going to play seven consecutive games.
Wow! But they have done it already. I think.
Yeah. No. No. They played six.
Okay.
The seventh game is going to be at 3 p.m. Monday afternoon.
That's the other good thing. These mid afternoon games. These, you know, we're weekday mid afternoon. They'll play at any time they
what
can.
What was up with that? The Gophers-Purdue game started at like 4 o'clock on Thursday.
They were supposed to, there was a postponed game. I read that. FS1,
yeah.
For some reason,
yeah.
Had a game scheduled, a Big Ten triple header scheduled at 4 o'clock. And then who's not playing? Somebody in the Big Ten was.
Oh, Michigan.
Is that still Michigan? Not
they're back
playing.
Now. They're back now, but they weren't playing.
Well, so they moved us.
To the weekend, I don't think.
They moved us from.
Oh, okay.
They moved us into that slot to fill an FSN one hole.
I got you.
Yeah. Allowing me to send out a tweet that Pitino had a big advantage because he's used to playing Big Ten games on weekday afternoons in the tournament.
I hope you got a good response. From
I did. I was amazed how many people picked
shut
it.
Up.
I remember how many people picked that picked up on that. I didn't know that they were, but my bottom line on Gopher basketball is we don't care anymore.
No, I think you're right.
We don't care anymore. We don't. Yep. I mean, there are Gopher holders who are ranting about Pitino, but we don't care about Pitino.
I think we're bored with
it. We don't care. One way or the other, we don't care about Pitino.
Look, I think we're bored.
We know he might go to the tournament and win a game, but we don't, you know, we're not saying run him out of town. There's some people saying it, but not too many saying run him out of town, or they don't. It's complete indifference now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in addition to driving out fans, with the surcharges on tickets and stuff like that, you could also, Judd, for years and years, see the aging of that crowd. They were not, you know, they still had ticket holders from the Musselman years, you know, the season ticket holder. Downstairs, you'd look. This was the students weren't showing up. They'd get 200 students. And the rest of it, that group was aging. Mm-hmm. And then they gave him, they just naturally didn't want to go on a 10-degree below night anymore and find a place to park and have to sit on their coats or, you know, because it's a dump. But so I think it's, and in addition to the surcharges and everything and moving loyal fans, they're old.
Yeah.
They're my age. They're 70 years old now, and they don't want to do it anymore and fall on the ice. And, you know, there's no place in this town where you have to work as hard to get to a game as Williams Arena.
Yeah, parking's a pain in the ass.
Yeah, I mean, people park over there.
That
behind,
Oak Street ramp is a long
behind.
Yep.
And they park over. There's another ramp beyond Oak Street over there that people park in. And it's then everybody had their secret spot where they could park, but it was like 4 or 5 blocks away. And I think it's just became too hard to work, and the product is just boring, and you know, it's just.
And young fans didn't replace them because why?
I don't know. I think the parental generation that's 40 and under during the winter. Their whole involvement in life is their kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
Their kids playing hockey or playing basketball or playing whatever they're playing. I think that, you know, 1970s, the 30-year-olds were looking for something to do, right? The 35-year-olds were looking for something to do. Mussie came to town. You say, you got to go see this. They said, now they're looking for something not to do because these kids drive them nuts. Katie and I got in this, she started watching them and I watched a few with them, this Seinfeld coffee in the cab.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, coffee in the cab with the comedians. And there was a great conversation between, he had Baldwin on, who was great. It was like a 30-minuter. But they were talking about, we were the first kids to have actual childhoods where our parents participated in trying to give us some form of, you know, involvement, entertainment, blah, blah, blah. He said, but we took that and multiplied it by five times, you know.
Yes.
It's all kids. It's all what do our kids, you know, and Baldwin and him were both, you know, they both have young kids. And they were saying, we won't leave them alone. We won't let them do anything, you know, on their own. We got to be involved. I mean, these are rich guys, but I think
right.
they're talking for everybody.
Right.
You know, the kids are, you know, the kids are more important. In the summer,
yep,
they got a little free time. They can go to a ball game or a soccer game, right? But
right.
in the winter, you either got hockey or basketball, you know?
And dads used to let mom go, it felt like.
Oh, yeah.
Now, if you don't go as a dad, I think you're seen as a delinquent father, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, dad would go to the Gopher game with his buddies,
yeah,
and they go to a bar, and then
mom could drop the kid.
Yeah, exactly.
I've told you this story. My brother, Michael, was the quarterback in football. This is late 50s. He was a mediocre starter in basketball, and although they had a pretty good team, and he pitched and played in the outfield in baseball and ran track. And he was better in track than baseball. But my mother went to maybe three home games.
Yep.
You know, and my dad only went to home games.
Yep.
Now, if they played Slayton 12 miles away, he hated Slayton, he'd go. But my brother was playing quarterback on a high school football team at Laverne and Windham and Lakefield. They didn't go to road games. They didn't go to road games. They'd wait. You know, it was kind of futile to wait for him to come home most nights.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
He was a bit of a rounder. But
Yep. But
the next morning, I remember, you know, my folks talking to him, asking what happened, who won. You know,
it's. I think that was the norm, yeah.
That would be now they'd drive hundreds of miles.
Oh, now they'd be ripped by their friends for not going to the road games.
Practices. You know, they're upset now. They can't get into practices because of the pandemic restrictions. So.
Well, that's what parents want now?
Oh, yeah.
To get into practices? If I was a coach, first thing I'd ban, no parents at practice.
Well, I know that, this way this year, but I know that Woodbury hockey tryouts mm-hmm. for when they were selecting who's going to A team and B team and stuff,
mm-hmm.
they put a black curtain around, dropped a black curtain around the ice so the kids wouldn't spend all their time looking up to the stands for approval from their parents.
Who's the genius on that?
I don't know.
I love that.
I don't know, but they basically said, we're picking them.
Good.
You're not in the process.
Good. So. That's a great idea.
Now, I went to Luke's game Sunday morning. He's a 10-year-old. His coach is Dean Talifas's son.
Really?
For a 10-year-old B team or something like that.
Okay.
So the one thing about these suburbs like that is you got the parents.
Mm-hmm.
Like Pete, I think his name is Pete, played with Wisconsin and was a good player. I think his name is Pete. And, you know, he's out there. He's got kids and he's you got guys like that coaching in the program, you know. It's not Bill from down the street who can't skate, you know.
Right.
So, but it is.
Not need parental advice.
But part of the whole problem they're having in basketball and hockey, I think, is parents are, you know, it's the 40-year-old guy is ass. I still got kids, you know.
So. And it's expensive.
Oh, God, yes. And that they picked the worst time of all to raise prices.
Yep.
You know, you go to the Citrus Bowl.
Yep.
And you're acting like you just won the national championship and you're going to gouge everybody. Yeah.
Like they went to the Rose Bowl.
Instead of saying, hey, that's a nice little reward, folks.
Yep.
You're not, you know, that you've been there. You've been loyal. And now that we had the glory of getting beat in the Citrus Bowl, we're going to try to gouge you,
mm-hmm.
you know. the hell, you know, it's what are they going to do over there? $75 million in the hole.
I have no
idea.
They
ain't going to get it back by cutting gymnastics.
Nope. Nope. I have no clue. I have no clue.
And they're going to put more, they're going to put 20 more kids on scholarship this year for football and stuff. I don't know. What are they going to
do? But I mean, what do you do?
I don't know. Everybody's going to be in the same predicament, right? And you.
And like what sport?
You just beat up all your boosters to make donations to that $170 million.
What sport there right now drives the excitement? Football 2 years ago?
To some degree. Yeah. Does. I think people are still optimistic about him. But
I don't think it's a huge following like it was 2 years ago now or after 19.
This year was not good for that.
And the pandemic, you're coming back off that. The first thing that I think people and companies are going to scratch is tickets, right?
Mm-hmm.
Suites and season tickets.
We have, and it is such a mystery, it's impossible to get your arms around it. So there's not any sense. There's no sense in even predicting what's going to happen. But all we can agree on is sports at the big time college, even the mediocre college, and all the way up to the pros, will never. The NFL is probably the only one that's exempt.
Mm-hmm.
They will never be like we saw in 2019. It's never going to be the same after the pandemic.
Yeah.
I don't think. It's
not for
sweets,
a while.
Selling
not for a
sweets,
while.
Selling,
no.
You know.
Not for
people,
a few years, for
people
sure.
People are going to be recovering financially from it. They're going to be recovering mentally from it.
Gophers, Wolves. No one's going to give a damn.
No.
They didn't care before. St. Thomas, this move,
God
Division One, what's going to happen to them?
God love them. I don't know. But I don't think you're allowed to dip into your academic endowment, which is huge for athletics. I don't think you can just say, hey, we got a $600 million endowment. We're going to take $25 million and build a hockey arena.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And I mean, this town is just not that big.
No, that's
there's only so many places that you can go.
Yeah,
the Vikings will always be the top ticket, and that's not going to change.
And the NFL, the NFL managed to play their whole schedule. They're going to do what they do next year. Come the summer, they're going to have regular training camp. They might not have their usual quota of mini camps and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
They got a 10-year agreement with their idiot players. They're going to function almost normally. And I think they had issues with the concussions and the whole idea of, I think they had issues for the future of the sport. But I think this pandemic has been good for them.
Mm-hmm.
It has regained their status as the kings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were the kings, but it wasn't like completely dominant.
It hasn't hurt them for sure.
No. And everybody else, its long-term effects are going to be brutal.
And they play once a week. It's the it's the ultimate thing. So if I can't play you on Sunday, I can schedule a game on Wednesday. You know?
And that's one advantage.
No one else has
that's
that.
That's one advantage Gopher football has, too, over hockey and basketball is, with the kid-driven parental groups, they can get away on a Saturday and go to a game and go to six home games instead of, the Gophers have 20 of them and 10 of them. If you got season tickets, you got to eat them.
Yep.
Because it's, they're playing nobodies and they're charging full price and a lot of issues. Now, on an optimistic point, I got nothing.
Zero?
Gopher hockey, they're back after they're up and down, but nice. That's the way hockey seasons are played.
Two shutouts.
And they shut out. They got
Jones.
Revenge on Notre Dame.
Yep.
By the way, if I was a betting man, I would have bet on them. Could go down and get revenge against Notre Dame. Because having been to my one Gopher game, the Gophers have better players than Notre Dame, even though Notre Dame beat them here twice.
Yep.
They were just not ready to play that grinding, slow,
And then Wisconsin game. Just kicked their butts for
8-1. But they're
that Saturday game.
They're you know, when push comes here, they're going to be a number one seed.
Mm-hmm. They're a good team.
When's the Final Four? It's not
the
here.
Frozen
is it?
Four? No,
it's not here, is it?
No.
Where is it? Some other? There, it's coming.
Pittsburgh, I believe.
It's coming back here pretty soon, isn't it?
I think it's in Pittsburgh this year.
Okay.
Twins. They report on Thursday.
Yeah.
Optimistic or not?
More than I was a week ago, you know, 2 weeks ago. I liked Simmons, you know, because I think that they do have to get better in the infield. But the rotation doesn't do much for me. And I don't think you can predict bullpens.
No.
Not either. They're like goaltenders.
I think you're right.
You know, sometimes they're good, sometimes they're bad. I don't think, you know, I'm glad Romo's gone. I see he's going to sign with Oakland.
He's going to drive them crazy, too.
Yeah. But it's just, I mean, I don't want slop ballers. I want somebody who can throw hard and, you know, out of the bullpens. And, I mean, the White Sox have got five, they're going to have five guys in a bullpen who throw 97. You know, you can't have Romo slopping it up there. And I'd sign Clifford before I'd sign him, though, wouldn't you, if you were Oakland?
Yes, that is odd, yes.
Yeah, Clifford is, you know. But I don't know. I guess I like the lineup. The third baseman, how many games is he going to play?
Yep.
You got to tell me that before.
Third baseman, Buxton, same question.
I'm less concerned about Buxton. I should be concerned because it happens every year, but right. I'm less concerned about him than I am Donaldson.
Probably equally as concerned about both of them.
35-year-old who every time he tries to run fast out of the box, pops his calf.
Buxton, though, finds ways to get hurt. That's what's scary. I mean, every time he finds that he invents, and it's not his fault, I'm sure, but my guy, you're chasing a fly ball in center field in what amounts to a practice.
Hey, we ought to tell people about our loyal sponsor. This is Ricey for EcoFun Motorsports. The preseason sale on all bikes, scooters, and ATVs is going on right now in Forest Lake. Beat the spring rush, and EcoFun will give you the free storage with your purchase until the weather is a bit more bike-friendly. If you enjoy bike rides on a summer day, but maybe your knees aren't what they used to be, then I recommend that you talk with Tim Bloom, the owner of EcoFun Motorsports in Forest Lake. Tim and his family will personally help you select the e-bike that is right for you. They will even deliver to your front door in the metro area. Take advantage of the preseason sale prices right now. Bentelli bikes and Yamaha Power Assist bikes are at their lowest price of the year. Check out EcoFun Motorsports in Forest Lake. Take a test ride and put biking back on your list of favorite outdoor activities. They also carry a full line of Yamaha scooters, motorcycles, and a variety of Yamaha ATVs, including ATVs for kids. Check out EcoFun Motorsports in Forest Lake and online at EcoFunMotorsports.com. That's E-C-O-F-U-N Motorsports.com. And tell Tim you heard it on Ricey Unchained. Yeah, that was, you know, that misstep was like, it's weird.
But I mean, that's the Buxton thing that gets me every time. Is there something new?
Yeah, I think it's, baseball seasons are weird, too. I mean, I listen to MLB Network every once in a while. And these guys are breaking down every team and talking about it like these are givens, you know, that this is given, you know, this is, you know, this team has no chance and that team's, you know, they're, you know, it's not like Gammons when he used to do the ESPN once and 20 teams were contender and eight were on the rise and two might have some troubles. You know, Peter was, nobody ever really sucked, you know, in Peter's preseason assessments. But, the Twins are not the Yankees and they aren't the Dodgers and maybe the Cardinals. So they're unpredictable. Mm-hmm. You know, it depends upon how the year goes. I mean, it depends, like 2011. Hey, Ricey, can we beat the Yankees this year? That's the only question I heard in March.
Yep.
and they went 63-99.
Yep.
Finishing 19-50. So if Maeda gets hurt and pitches 60 innings, you know,
if Donaldson gets hurt, Buxton gets hurt.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I mean. I mean, it's totally unpredictable. Sano.
And I have no idea what to expect there.
I like Phil's Miller's piece on Sunday about these historic statistics about not putting the ball in play. Mm-hmm. You know, these guys, you know, they put the ball in play. What was it? How many of the 60-some percent of their at-bats, there's a ball in play. You know, when you take away everything, you know, it's
problem with baseball too, right there.
They don't make the other team make a play on them at such a high percentage of time.
Your point after the Astros losses, I thought was the most spot on thing, and that is that roster lacked athletes across the board.
Yeah, and they've added Simmons.
Yep,
who's something of an athlete, but really, you know, Jeffers is probably going to be the A catcher, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Snow is.
But Snow, yep.
He's not an athlete. I mean, yeah, he's an athlete for 300 pounds, but he's not an athlete. Polanco's an athlete. But, yeah, but Buxton's an athlete. Kepler's overrated as an athlete. And now I don't know who's going to be playing left field.
Kirilloff, probably.
Yeah, I think Kirilloff's a hitter. I'm not sure he's an athlete. Yeah, they're not an athletic team at all. So. I don't know. So I think of all the things to be concerned about, one, Donaldson, I guess two, Buxton, but three, Snow.
I agree.
Can he be this rotten? Is this it?
Well, yeah.
Is he going to be a guy?
Yes.
Is he going to be a guy who can't hit a 93-mile-an-hour fastball if it's 4 inches below his man boobs? You know, I mean, if it's.
I know what you're saying.
6 inches above the belt.
And last year was brutal.
Oh, God.
That was awful.
Everybody talks about, hey, he chases that breaking ball. No, he can't hit a fastball unless it's down.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's down where his swing is.
Mm-hmm.
He cannot load up and get to a fastball. I can't say above his belt, but somewhat above his belt, you know. Between the top of the strike zone and basically the top half of the strike zone. He can't. Get to a fastball.
Yeah.
The top 40% of the fastball.
Last year was brutal.
Oh. And he couldn't catch up with anything. If I'm playing the Twins and there's runners on second and there's a runner on third with one out in the bottom of the seventh when the game's going to be decided now, he's the guy I want coming up because I'm going to strike him out.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to get. Unless
you certainly did last season.
Unless I decide to throw him a cookie hook that hangs.
Which is going to go a long way.
And then he'll hit it 700 feet.
And we'll all say, oh, my God.
He's back.
Look at that.
He's back.
That's the thing that drives you crazy.
Did you know that the sewer line that runs from your house underneath your front yard is your responsibility until it connects to the city sewer? Your sewer line can get clogged by tree roots, or it can crack or break or collapse because it's old or the ground shifts over time. If your sewer line gets really clogged, it can cause sewage to back up into your home. You do not want that. If you have a sewer or drain problem, better call Bonfi. Save $150 off an intensive sewer line cleaning when you tell the folks at Bonfi Royce sent you.
Because then we all say, oh, this is unbelievable. How could you think about trading him?
And I don't think he was in good shape in spring training. And then he was bigger, which is not surprising when they start playing again. 3 months later or 4 months later.
Yep.
But he wasn't enormous like he was, though, slovenly and enormous. But I don't think getting in shape is going to get him to the – we always said he's got to get in shape. Well, he's got to get to the fast. He's got to figure out a way to load up and get to the fastball, whether he's in shape or not.
How does a guy who when he arrived here, appeared to have an approach, have no approach now?
I don't know. I don't know. He would lay off non-strikes real good when he first came. And he came up in end of June, right? July 2nd.
July 2nd.
So
early July.
For 2 months,
his
pitch recognition was very good.
Yes.
And then a lot of people felt like he was chasing home runs in September to get those rookie numbers up there. You know, not because he was going to be rookie of the year, but that he kind of lost that thing because he was chasing home runs and whatever he's done. He's now, what was it, 17? He was all-star, pretty good. He looked pretty good, and then he just...
But, I mean, his approach is gone now. There's nothing there besides trying to hit home runs. That's his only goal now, it looks like, at least.
And it is, that's why I thought Donaldson might be good for him. Because Donaldson will take the double to, you know, hit the home run. I mean, this guy, I don't know what you do. Put a blinders on him or something to make him hit 400-foot home runs to right center when the ball's away from him instead of 480-foot home runs when he gets a cookie hook inside. It's ruined a lot of people, though. Oswaldo Arcia ruined Oswaldo. He could never cut down his swing, you know, on the pitch away from him. He just chased it and ended up getting run out of the Mexican League.
That's what I was going to say. Where is he now?
Wasn't the Mexican League.
Yeah, with the Reds, right? Mexico City Reds?
Yeah, not doing that well. Last time I looked, he played with about three different Mexican League teams. Huh. They kept getting rid of him, so... He was my man, too. I was very heartbroken about that. I liked him as a guy.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. He was, he had some personality. But then he, you know, completely undisciplined, I think, in as a hitter and maybe in life.
Well, yeah, that could be a problem, too.
Yeah, I don't know. But anywho.
All right, you got anything else before we wrap this sucker up?
What do you think? What do you think? I should mention the golf tournament. Pebble Beach used to be one of the great events every year. They had none of the world's top 10 playing. And apparently they, you know, in the past, they don't like to go out there and play because it's too cold.
Oh, that's why we're staying. That's why guys are staying away.
Well, before it was, they didn't want to play with the amateurs, you know.
Yep.
But here's this. I saw these numbers. It's incredible. They assign points in this FedEx Cup based on the strength of the field. Okay, like how many top 100s and stuff like that. The winner a couple of weeks ago got 54 points. Mm-hmm. The winner at Pebble Beach yesterday got 30 points, which is the same amount of points as they got for winning the Sanderson Farms backup event last fall.
How can they be so far down the pole there?
I don't know, but if I'm AT&T, I am raising hell.
Yeah.
I don't get any of the, you know, Dustin Johnson. One reason is a bunch of them were in Saudi Arabia the weekend before playing for big experience money, appearance money, Dustin Johnson and those guys. So he was, but there's a sport that's got issues if you can't get people to show up and accept your money. So I have been a client of the Canopy Group for 5 years, and at my last renewal, they are still saving me money. Patrick Ricey here to talk to you about your home and auto insurance. How long have you been with your current insurance company? When was the last time your agent called you and said they could save you money and get you better coverage? This just happened to me. Truly, it did. Each year, the Canopy Group reviews my home and auto insurance with their 16 companies. This year, they saved me an additional $791. How? Because the Canopy Group is keeping an eye on my insurance needs and making sure I am always with the right insurance provider. Paying less and getting more is a concept I like. I can't promise that you'll save $791, but I can promise you they'll give you options. They'll even tell you if you should stay where you are with that company. Do what I did and contact them at thecanopygroup.com. That's thecanopygroup.com. Anyway, that bothered me. I was watching that. I watched more golf than anything. And a fine Daytona 500 that ended at 12:15 a.m. in Daytona yesterday.
So it rained all day.
Rained all day.
But we kept going back.
We started, well.
And racing?
I think we started, had a big crash, and it started raining.
Yep.
And then they raced all night.
I saw the finish. It was spectacular.
I went upstairs, watched a bunch of TV.
Like a movie.
Came down, and it was still on, like at midnight.
You had cars blowing up.
Yeah.
You had cars catching fire.
Yeah, the
fire
guy
at
who
the
won
end.
Was just like you driving around the, through the Lowry
It was like the ice.
Through the Lowry right. Tunnel, and all of a sudden, everybody was crashing.
I made it out right before the first guy slammed his brakes on.
I win.
There was a lot of fire there. All right. I'll talk to you next week.
If you have questions about your retirement savings, do what I did and work with a person that knows what the heck is going on. Work with Josh Arnold, Mr. Money Talk. My guy Josh will give you straight talk and not sugar-coated advice. Learn how you can benefit from Josh's focused approach by setting up your own no-cost, no-obligation 48-minute consultation to review your investments. Call Josh now, 952-925-5608.